702 Drive. Now, here's a story that really caught my eye. It's been appearing on a number of news platforms, including our own. But Eskom says it has, according to Business Report, no choice but to take City Power to the Johannesburg High Court over 1 billion rand in unpaid debt. They say this is part of a much larger debt Eskom is facing with Gauteng municipalities, almost five times that amount. Eskom says City Power started defaulting on its payments in October last year. So what does this mean for City Power and how did it reach this point? Kevin Allen is Managing Director at Municipal IQ and joins us now on 702 Drive. Mr. Allen, welcome and thanks very much for your time. How does a debt reach such a large level before Eskom, for example, takes action? I mean, one would have thought they would have done this sooner. Are they legally bound as to when they can actually go to court?
Hi, John, and hi to your listeners. Great to be with you. So unfortunately, just a bit of context here is there's actually just an enormous amount of municipal debt, and Joburg is not the only one that owes Eskom money, and it's actually becoming a real concern. In the case of Joburg, Joburg has said that it's declared a dispute with Eskom, and it's on that basis that it's refusing to pay. But that seems pretty spurious because Eskom has said that in terms of the Electricity Regulation Act, that if a municipality raises a dispute with Eskom, it must still pay. And ironically, as you may know, as I do as a resident of Joburg, that if you have a dispute or if you're not happy about how you're being billed by City Power, then they force you to pay or they turn off your electricity. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is ironic. I was just thinking as you said that, ordinarily we pay and then we plead, you know. I mean, what are the implications of this going to court? Do we have to seriously consider a possibility that Eskom could at some point stop supplying City Power, in which case City Power will stop supplying us? Or do we look at this as an attempt to actually avoid exactly that scenario?
Yes, it is an intriguing one, John, and quite unusual. If you and your listeners can believe this, if you're not already aware, then there's actually 70 billion of outstanding debt to Eskom by municipalities. Our neighbor up here in Joburg, Tshwane, owes 4 billion to Eskom.
Yes,
and Eskom
yes.
is not taking Tshwane to court because Eskom knows that Tshwane can't pay because Tshwane is in all kinds of financial crisis already. So they're trying to negotiate that amount. So I think what you said is probably true, or the second part of what you said, it's probably that they think they can shake the money out of them by taking them to court, although Joburg also seems to be digging in its heels a bit. But usually what would happen is that there would be negotiation between the two entities, between City Power and Eskom, and they would come to some kind of payment agreement, which is what we'd like to see, not least as residents of Joburg, because we really, none of us would want to be cut off. One would think rationally that would be unlikely that Eskom would stop power to the industrial heartland of South Africa, Joburg. But stranger things have happened in our country, so I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with this.
Yeah, I mean, in general, the kind of debt management relationship, Mr. Allen, between Eskom and municipalities, particularly metros, which, you know, we've always been given to understand have higher levels of organizational capacity. I mean, at what point, do you have any sense of how these relationships are managed? I mean, at a certain point, if we're running into money problems with someone to whom we owe money, they kind of get in touch fairly early. That's certainly the case with banks and say, hey, you know, look, let's not let this get out of control. Do you think perhaps Eskom is a little slow out of the blocks on this?
I think the issue is that Eskom's ability to get money out of municipalities is actually quite limited. I think that is actually the the issue ultimately when you get down to brass tacks. Eskom has, on a number of occasions with other municipalities, not metros, but municipalities specifically in the Free State, tried to take court action against them or tried to take action against them or indeed stopped supplying electricity. Those municipalities have taken Eskom to court and been successful in having the electricity turned back on again. And very notably, that was despite the fact that they weren't paying. So I think Eskom, it is a tricky situation for Eskom. I think the solution lies in a better intergovernmental relations. What Eskom is doing now is relying more heavily on National Treasury. There's a National Treasury Municipal Debt Program, which has been instituted. It's been going for about a year now. And that looks somewhat promising. Up to 70 municipalities now with huge Eskom debt have applied to this program, and they can get debt forgiveness as part of the program if they tighten up their financial controls. So looking forward, that is one part of the solution. But ultimately, national government has to put municipalities, or provincial and national government, have to put municipalities under pressure, because if municipalities such as the city of Joburg in this case, to whom City Power answers, if they're not prepared to meet their debt obligations, then provincial and national government have to put them under pressure. I mean, none of us can get away with not paying our debt. It is an untenable situation. And ultimately, as well, Eskom is absolutely correct. If this continues, it will be continues to expand at the rate it is. It will destabilize the situation in our entire country, and we just can't have that.
Thank you so much, Kevin Allen, joining us from Municipal IQ, where he is the managing director. Yeah, I mean, this is a worrying situation. I mean, I'm hoping that they're going to court to try and head off any kind of either limited or even large scale cutoffs. But let's keep a close eye on what the courts say and what happens next. We'll wait for a statement as well from City Power. Eskom have said their say. It's 29 minutes to 4.